Hello everyone, it's Sally Abbott here to bring you the February 2025 edition of Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. I hope 2025 has got off to a great start for you all. The front cover of the magazine this month evokes a shiver and shows a wintry scene on the Broads with cool tones of blue, pale green and white, a view of absolute frosty stillness. The sky at the top of the cover is a beautiful indigo, which fades out through shades of cornflower blue to icy pinky white, where it meets the distant row of soft brown trees that mark the horizon. To the right of the picture, a white sailing dinghy with a pale grey cover is moored alongside the frosty grass bank, its bare wooden mast reaching up to the sky. Behind are moored two white Broads boats. The water mirrors the beautiful sky, starting at the near bank, a deep purple, and fading out to white as it stretches across to the opposite bank, on which stands Fern Windmill, its white form reflected clear and perfect in the icy white water. Our readers this month are Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Aldrey. First, we hear from Emma Lee, editor of the print edition of the magazine.
Welcome to the February issue of Norfolk Magazine. February the 14th is, of course, Valentine's Day. And if any place in the world were to claim to be the home of the day of romance, Norfolk would have a very strong case. It's believed that the first Valentine's card was sent in the county, way back in the 1470s, from Marjorie Bruce to her beloved John Paston. And in Victorian times, Valentine's Day was as big a day on the calendar as Christmas, when the shops would open late on Valentine's Eve selling gifts and love tokens. Having not grown up in Norfolk, I've missed out on visits from the mysterious gift giver Jack Valentine, who leaves presents on people's doorsteps around the county. He knocks, heralding his arrival, but disappears before his identity can be revealed. So in this issue, we're celebrating those quirky Norfolk Valentine's traditions that are still loved today. Of course, there are so many reasons to love our county. The endless windswept beaches, the spectacular wildlife, the big skies, the delicious food and drink, and the charming towns and villages. So we've written a love letter of sorts to everything that makes it such a great place to live in and visit. Author Rob Parker tells Catherine Lana how his passion for Norfolk, he's been visiting the county since he was a child, inspired his new thriller, The Troubled Deep, which is set in the Broads. Ahead of her appearance at Norwich Science Festival, which returns this month, River Cottage's Rachel DeSample shares her passion for the science behind one of the current biggest trends in food, fermenting. And we have a special sneak preview of Holcombe Hall's first attic auction. While we all no doubt have some hidden treasures in our lofts and garages, it's unlikely we'll find a chair which was used at Queen Elizabeth II's coronation. One of my loves is crafting. Nothing beats a cosy winter evening knitting or cross-stitching. And I know I'm not alone in finding those traditional analogue hobbies to be one of the best ways of de-stressing and relaxing. Yolanda Rocklin, founder of the Little School of Needlecraft, certainly agrees. At the Meeting Place for Makers, she and others run workshops aimed at helping people tap into their creativity. And they're encouraging men to give crafting a go at a new series of classes. We hope you love this month's issue as much as we loved putting it together.
Thank you, Emma.